Hi, I'm Trent Gillis, online editor for Speaking of Faith. For the past year, we've delivered only our weekly program as part of our podcast. Now, we'll be adding some new elements, things like video, unheard clips from Krista's interviews, and listeners telling their stories. And don't worry, we'll still deliver each week's program as part of this podcast. For the next several weeks, we've selected a series of passages from the writings of our very own Krista Tippett. Her new book, titled Speaking of Faith, was just released in March. Here she reads from the first chapter, Genesis, how we got here.
I was born on the night John F. Kennedy was elected president. Religiously, spiritually, I was a child of my time. I grew up in Oklahoma, the granddaughter of a Southern Baptist preacher. Through him, I experienced the drama of faith, but my parents had turned their backs on his stern rules for a fallen creation. We went to church on Sunday. Monday through Friday, I was raised to win, to perfect myself, and to do so in the American way of accomplishment and accumulation. My father listened to election returns as my mother gave birth. He was a political operator in a culture where politics is ruthlessly provincial, a blood sport. I watched him wage wars on the pages of newspapers and by way of radio ads. As an Oklahoma Democrat, he was more conservative than most Massachusetts Republicans, but he imprinted me with what in the wider world are hybrid instincts. In that decade of my birth, he was a true believer in civil rights and the war on poverty. I loved his passion and idealism. They became entangled with cynicism and pain in the years of my childhood in which good men and high ideals fell one by one, shot down all too easily and finally by other men. Later, I landed in the heart of divided Europe, confronting the Cold War clash of good and evil as a young journalist and then at the level of diplomatic and strategic high policy. This was the era of the Berlin Wall and the Iron Curtain, and terrifying enemies who, in contrast with our current enemies, now appear wondrously civilized and contained. Granted, they had thousands upon thousands of weapons of mass destruction, long range, medium range, short range, trained on our major cities, but we knew this. We had our weapons trained on them too in commensurate numbers. And when I arrived in divided Berlin in the early 1980s, no one imagined the whimper with which the Soviet Empire would end. And the wall running through Berlin, a material symbol of the ideological Iron Curtain that cut through the heart of the ancient continent, appeared as the shape of forever, an unshakable truth of our lifetime. I hold on to these memories now as a reminder that there is at any given moment much reality we do not see, and more change possible than we can begin to imagine. I believed then that all of the important and interesting problems in the world were political and all of the solutions too. And for a while, I threw myself body, mind, and spirit at this conviction. But I changed my mind. This book is a chronicle of a change of mind and of a discipline of listening that keeps my mind and my spirit stretching. There are places in human experience that politics cannot analyze or address, and they are among our raw, essential, heartbreaking, and life-giving realities.
Krista Tippett, reading from her new book, Speaking of Faith. Let us know what you think at speakingoffaith.org. Check out the events page where you can learn more about her new book and the places she'll be speaking. And next week, look for Krista telling her story of growing up in Oklahoma and the influence of her grandfather, Gigi.
American Public Media.